welcome to Lagniappe, a feature about issues, people, and events in Northeast Louisiana from KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Joining me is Jean Jones from the Union Museum of History and Art. Jean, thanks so much for being here today.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you, Jay.
You have a terrific exhibit that is so unique to Northeast Louisiana. The Call to Arms, North Louisiana Prepares for World War II. And you're actually opening that today.
Yes.
Give us an overview of this exhibit.
Yeah, we're so excited about this particular exhibit. We've drawn together a lot of elements that were really, really unique events on the North Louisiana stage right before World War II broke out. North Louisiana can be so proud of its accomplishments in helping to actually prepare for war and of course, ultimately succeed.
Well, let's take this through kind of from the point of view of a viewer coming to the museum. So
Sure.
We'll go through a couple of different pieces.
Yes.
We'll give you your virtual tour on the radio
All
today.
All right, virtual tour. Here
All
we
right.
go.
The Louisiana Maneuvers, okay. 1940 and 41.
Yes.
So essentially, some of the things we were doing even before the U.S. was officially at war.
Yes. Well, as many people know, people who have studied history, they know that the U.S. was not prepared for war. We were woefully undermanned, under-equipped. We just weren't ready. And so the visionaries of the nation realized that and knew we needed to do something to get ready, because surely we were going to get sucked into the war in Europe. And so a lot was done. And one of the biggest things was the Louisiana maneuvers were planned. Smaller maneuvers in 1940, and then the big, big, big ones in 1941, when a half a million young men, I know, came to Louisiana to be prepared in the swamps and the rivers and the chiggers and the mosquitoes of Louisiana. Boy, did they get prepared, because they brought in tanks and jeeps and horses at that time, believe it or not, and had to carry on these tactical maneuvers, mock wars, mock battles. And all of this end of Louisiana was involved. The civilians were wonderfully entertained by all of this going on, and it impacted everybody.
Okay, also the Louisiana Army Ammunition Plant, that's in Minden, been in the
yes.
news a little bit recently, but the creation of this was really a huge part of putting North Louisiana on the map.
It really was. There were ordnance plants all over the United States that were put in, but this was our ordnance plant. And at its peak, it employed 10,000 people, mainly women, working, building, and putting together bombs. Yes.
So I think in terms of the disposal plant, but this was the
yes.
building plants. This was creating
exactly.
The ordnance to go onto ships and tanks and all sorts of other
airplanes.
War machines.
Yes, exactly. So it was huge. It was huge economically. It had an impact in this end of the state. We were still coming out of the Depression at that time, and so this was huge.
And then from the Northeast Louisiana, just really a few blocks from here at the university, Selman Field, which
yes.
was, you're telling me, far larger than what we normally think of when we think about, oh, Selman Field, that used to be at the Monroe Airport, but
right.
it was so much bigger than
Oh, yeah. It was probably 10 times bigger than that. Yeah, it was huge. And ultimately trained something like 15,000 navigators, because at that time, this is pre-electronic computers, computers at that time were slide rules, round slide rules.
Right, computers were people. Yes.
And people, exactly. And so a large bomber that was making a mission had to have a navigator on board, every one of them. And they were trained right here in Monroe at Selman Field. It was huge.
And to me, that is utterly fascinating to
yes.
think that we contributed that to victory in Europe, certainly
exactly.
in terms of those navigators who were making bombing runs
right.
over
and
Germany,
Pacific
over
too.
Other places,
both
and
both
Pacific,
theaters,
Pacific too.
Yes.
And then Barksdale Field, really the creation of what later became Barksdale Air Force Base, but
mm-hmm.
Barksdale Field getting started in
right.
the 1930s.
Exactly. That's right. It started in the early 30s, but boy, by the time they were really getting ready for war, it was beefed up tremendously. Huge preparations going on right at Barksdale. It was huge.
And then you've got a couple of different events during the course of this exhibit. The exhibit opens this weekend and
yes.
runs through September the 7th.
Yes.
But then you have two special events there. The first one with the Louisiana Maneuvers coming up on August 23rd. Tell us about that one.
Right. On August 23rd, we will have Richard Moran, who is curator of the Louisiana Maneuvers Museum in Pineville. He is extremely knowledgeable. He's retired military himself. and he has lived with this maneuver's history, so literally, in that museum for years and actually put it together. He's tremendously knowledgeable. He'll come and speak with us on August the 23rd at 4:30 in the museum, so we're glad to have him.
And then before that, on August 2nd, you have Jeanette Herron talking about the Flyboys of Selman Field.
Yes, we're delighted to have her. She is another one, extremely knowledgeable. She and several other people ran the Selman Field Historical Association for years and years and knew and know a lot of these veteran navigators, yes.
Well, that's a good segue. So tell us a little bit about the value of personal stories, putting together this exhibit, not from an external standpoint of here's an exhibit, but knowing that this is deep into the fabric and the families of North Louisiana.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, that to me is what makes history fun. I love history. I used to teach history years ago. And to me, that is history. It is personal stories all put together. And so that's what we try to reflect in these museum exhibits, personal stories of individuals who were impacted, who saw what was going on. A 96-year-old lady in Farmerville still remembers and has photographs of when all those troops were in Farmerville. And as a young college student at the time, she and her girlfriends flirting just a little bit with these guys. So it was a fun time, an interesting time. And of course, it all turned serious on Pearl Harbor attack. But before then, it was a little bit festive, yeah.
Well, all of this fits so beautifully into what the mission of the Union Museum of History and Art does. Very quickly, give me a snapshot.
Sure. Part of our mission has always been to reflect not only what we have in this end of the state, but the pride that we should have in this end of the state. Louisiana is certainly more than just New Orleans. It is all of Louisiana, and North Louisiana has so much to be proud of, and we want to reflect that.
The Union Museum of History and Art presents A Call to Arms, North Louisiana Preps for World War II. Jean, how do you get more information and how do we get to the museum?
Sure. The museum is on Main Street in Farmerville, one block north of our courthouse. You can visit our website, unionmuseumofhistoryandart.org.
Jean Jones, thanks so much for being with us today.